That's it, it's opposite leg to opposite hand.
Football training at Tresham College in Kettering. 16-year-old Holly is in love with a beautiful game.
And leg down.
I have very big passion for football. I love football. Like, girls want to play football more than they used to. I think I need to learn how to play with other people, just not just my mates and things.
Would you like a career in football?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
And down and swap legs.
Like Holly, 15-year-old Zoe usually plays for Desborough Town. Now she's taking part in trials at a new ladies' football development centre based at Tresham.
I just love playing it.
What is it about the game that's so special to you?
I don't know. I've always played it since I was, like, 4. I just love it.
So what skills are you hoping to learn here?
It's, like, a mix of other people, really, instead of just, like, my friends. Like,
are there opportunities to play professionally like there are for men?
No. Like, over the years, it's getting more and more for ladies.
What changes do you think need to happen?
I don't know. I think more girls need to get more interested in football. So there's not many. There's not many opportunities for girls to play football either.
Yeah, once you've played with one ball, go and work with the other.
Tresham's new ladies' football development centre is for young women aged between 16 and 18. The head coach is Jonathan Heathcote, an ex-Cambridge United player.
We've joined sort of forces with Northamptonshire Football Association, and we're basically trying to set up a football development centre for young girls, 16 to 18 year olds, giving them the opportunity to come to college, gain recognised qualifications, give them the opportunity to obviously go off to university once they've been to college and they study the academic course, but also train as full-time athletes.
Are people's attitudes to women's football changing?
I think we still face barriers with the game as itself, because, as I say, it's not as in the public domain as the men's game, but I think gradually the interest is growing, and I think, like I say, we're just trying to facilitate that growth and aid it as well.
Any differences in training men to women?
There are obviously sort of definite physical differences, but I think in terms of the girls' attitude and application to things, I think actually they're more inclined to listen sometimes, which makes it easier to kind of pass on the instructions to them.
Yes.
The trials have now taken place. The new Ladies Football Development Centre kicks off in August at both Tresham's Kettering and Corby campuses.
Call for the ball if you want someone to pass it to you. Well done.